The following is a teaching by Ivan Apana, founder and senior elder of Gate Ministries, Durban South.
It is with Jesus' joy that I greet you on this resurrection morning, day in which we remember Jesus rising from the dead and giving us life, abundant life, more life, great life, through his death and resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is one of the central beliefs of the Christian faith. Without the resurrection, there is no Christian faith. This belief and teaching cut across all the Christian denominations, whether you're Catholic, Anglican, Methodist, Presbyterian, Full Gospel, Baptist, whoever you are, every part of the Christian denomination believes in the resurrection power of Jesus. Hence, Paul teaches that if Christ had not risen from the dead, then we would have been the most foolish of all religious groups. But the fact that he, Christ, died and came back to life gives us the opportunity to glory, beloved, in the resurrected Christ, not in the dead Christ, but the resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. It is a truth that Jesus reigns in resurrection power, and that through him we also can reign in the same power as we expand his kingdom. What happens in the head of Christ happens in the body of Christ. The body gets its relevance from the head. Hallelujah. The resurrection makes Christianity unique from all other religions of this world, because the followers of the various religions know that their leaders are dead and buried. But Jesus is alive. I say Jesus is alive, and his resurrection power is still in force as he saves us, heals us, and delivers us. And this happens all over the earth. Today's teaching on the power of the resurrection is centered on the resurrection of Jesus and the meaning that this resurrection has for us as individual Christians who believe in the risen Lord. I'm not focusing on the theological work aimed at defining the advent of the resurrection, nor am I focusing this morning on the historical work aimed at tracing or verifying the veracity of the resurrection. We would leave that to those that defend the faith, the apologist. No, my intention this morning is to lift up your faith by encouraging you to place your explicit belief on what the scriptures tell us. Just as Jesus rose from the dead in the midst of all the opposing tides, so shall those who trust in him rise above all opposing tides in their life. Jesus could not be stopped. So also, by the grace of him who rose from the dead, nothing is going to stop your upliftment and your manifestation. The resurrection shall be your experience in your daily life. And at the end of time, he who raised Jesus from the dead shall give life to your own mortal body too. In other words, to benefit from this power, we must have a revelation of his resurrection in the now. Yes, in the now. And accept his deity, accept his kingdom, accept his dominion over Satan's kingdom. Satan is a thief, beloved. From the beginning, he plots and he conjures up ways in which to steal, kill, and destroy us. But Jesus gives us life, and life more abundantly. In fact, he gives us life to the full. This is found in John 10:10. You need not work for this life. All you have to do, just believe, receive, accept, apply this life to your daily living. There are so many resurrection opportunities for you as the individual this morning, beloved. You can be restored to life. You can return from the dead. You can be revitalized. You can be resuscitated this morning. You can be reestablished this morning. You can use this opportunity to relaunch your life and relaunch your marriage, relaunch your business, relaunch everything that constitutes your living on the earth. There's an opportunity for you to be reinstalled in the family of God, in the economy of God. This is the day of rebirth. Old things are passed away. This day, you must take as this day as your rebirth, as your comeback. Hallelujah. Come back from those things that held you back, that chained you. But I tell you something this morning. There's resurrection power. I feel as I share this word with you, your comeback today, come on, your comeback is going to be greater than what you were previously. In John 11, verse 25 and 26, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I tell you, in the New Testament and in the new economy of God's grace, resurrection is not an event, it's not an advent, it's a person. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection power in your life? Hallelujah. When he comes to live inside of you, he brings this resurrection power. We are yet to see the full impact of this resurrection power in our lives, but we are going to see it. We are going to see it before we leave this earth or before Jesus comes. This power is for us to live in the newness of life, yea and now. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21 to 22, for as by one man came death, by a man has come the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. In Christ all will be made alive. Why won't you at this moment open up your heart and accept Christ to be the Lord over your life and everything that makes up your living in these last days? In Romans chapter 6, verse 4, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6, 14, God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. I tell you something, this resurrection power is so powerful that it can rearrange your life. It can bring a whole lot of new opportunities into you. Doors that were closed to you will now be open when you are receptive to this resurrection power. You know what? God raised Jesus and will also raise us. That's what the scripture says to us this morning. Believe that, beloved. In Romans 8, verse 34, who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Jesus has left this earth, but he's still on our side and has our interests at heart and is interceding for us from the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. One of my most precious verse of scripture, Romans 8:11. If the Spirit, capital S-P-I-R-I-T, of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, dwells in me, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. It is evident from this verse that the Holy Spirit is the administrator and executor of the power of Christ's resurrection. We need to ask Him to enlighten our understanding with the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we can know the power of the resurrection, apply it to our lives, and release this power over others who are in need. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 23, in his prayer for us in the acquisition of spiritual wisdom and revelation, that this power was mighty in that it raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places. You know, beloved, far above all principalities, powers, and might and earthly dominion, through the power of the resurrection. Ephesians 2:6 tells me that we are also raised up together with Jesus, and we are seated as kings and priests in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See Hebrews 8:1. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. When we identify with Jesus' death, his burial, and resurrection, we become a new creation, hallelujah, to rule and reign with him. And you know something? Our God is the only king who allows his subjects to reign with him. You know what? This is our inheritance. I say that again. Our God is the only king who allows his subjects to reign with him. Now, this is your inheritance and my inheritance. We just need to go to Romans chapter 4, and I urge you to read the whole of Romans chapter 4. The whole of the book of Romans speaks about our complete salvation experience. And the book of Hebrews is another powerful book that speaks about our adoption to sonship. Through salvation, Paul writes to us and encourages us to consider the full ambit of our salvation from beginning to end. Well, let's just go to Romans chapter 4 and we can read that. I want you to accept everything that you read in Romans 4 and believe that the promises of God are alive and have not expired. Every promise in the Word of God has not expired. It's still alive for you. Abraham was justified by faith and not by works. He believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. In other words, righteousness has to do with the compliant and legible standard of God. He believed God. All he did, he believed. He believed God. And he became righteous just by believing. Let me read Romans chapter 4, verse 23 to 25 in the New King James Version. Romans chapter 4, 23 to 25. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. Take note of the word imputed. But also for us, it shall be imputed. It shall be credited to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, our sins, and was raised because of our justification. The word justification has to do being absolved. It has to do with our acquittal. It's a legal term used of a favorable verdict in a trial. The word imputation comes from the word impute, the verb impute. It brings out the idea of reckoning or charging to one's account. There was an imputation of Adam's sin to his posterity, in other words, us. Then there was an imputation of the sins of God's people to Christ. And now Paul speaks about the imputation of the righteousness of Christ to his people. It's like an ATM. The death of Christ, the death of Jesus, is like someone piling up the notes in the ATM machine. And when you go and you put in the code and you take out all of that money from the machine. It's like God, through the death of Jesus, reinstated everything for you, and you now know the PIN, and you use the PIN at his ATM machine, and you receive all the benefits through the process of imputation. There's another word I'd like you to understand. Through the whole process of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's the word reconciliation. It comes from the Greek word katalega. This Greek word basically means exchange. In the context of relationships between people, the term implies a change of attitude on the part of both individuals, a change from enmity to friendship. We were once the enemy of God, but through the process of reconciliation, we are now shifted from enmity to friendship. Hallelujah. There's another word, justification. It comes from the Greek word dikaiosis. This Greek noun is derived from the word dikaiou, meaning to acquit or to declare righteous. It is a legal term used of a favorable verdict in a trial. The last word I want you to consider in this teaching is the word adoption. Adoption to sonship. It comes from the Greek word euthesia. The Greek word for adoption is derived from the word euios, meaning son, and the word theses, meaning placement. It is a legal term that in this context indicate that believers, those that believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, have been given the full privileges of sonship in God's family by placing the spirit of his son into the hearts of the believers. We all become sons of God. Oh, isn't that wonderful? He places the spirit of his son into our hearts, thus making us sons of God, sons of God, sons of God. And so Jesus died as a son of man. He suspended his son of God nature and has now handed that to us. And he is now our priest, seated at the right hand of God, our high priest, rather, seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us, while we as sons of God are being formed according to the mandate, the pattern, the blueprint that the Father has left for us to follow here in the earth. I want to, in the second part of this teaching, speak on how we ought to walk in the power of the resurrection. I'm interested in this. How do we walk in the power of the resurrection? We know that there was a resurrection. Now I want you to remember this. Jesus dying is factual. But the resurrection has to be received by faith. By faith we receive, we adopt the resurrection as key in our lives. Hallelujah. So how do we walk in the power of the resurrection? There are some key principles for living in the power of Christ's resurrection. And I want to may not speak on all of these principles, but let's speak on one or two for the time that we have this morning. Number one, you have to die to the old man. You have to die to the flesh or the carnal self. We all have a problem with this. And because of this, we do not readily experience the power of the resurrection. Somehow the power of the resurrection is put on hold, or it doesn't operate in our lives or in our space, because the old man, the flesh, the carnal self is still alive. Paul said this in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Now this is a declaration of death to the old man, the flesh, or the carnal self. Paul means the following: I have killed my old man. I've crucified my old man. I have been crucified with Christ. This, I believe, is the most important condition for the power of the resurrection life to manifest through us. We often been taught to live for Christ, but the Bible also teaches that we must die to self in order to be able to live for Him. We must be crucified with Christ so that we can enter into His life. This is my cry. We as believers in these last days, as we witness so many adverse conditions and experiences in this era in which we are living in, we must operate and live according to the power of the resurrection. When I talk about dying, I'm not speaking about physical death. Jesus paid the price of sin and death for us. This death is a death of the fleshly desires, beloved. Jesus' experience of death was unique. We cannot take that away. But all of us need to die to ourselves, in order to receive and operate in His resurrection power. Whenever our carnal self or sinful nature gets in the way, it can block the power of God in our lives. I must be honest, we all are dealing with this day, every day of our lives, and we want this old man dead completely. Many believers are incapable of manifesting the resurrection life because they have yet to die to self and make the choice to live according to the Spirit. The life of the kingdom has been made available to every one of you. Every one of us have the ability to live by faith. And when the resurrection life of Jesus is active within us, then only we can also minister to others in healing, deliverance, and breakthroughs. Now Jesus said the following in John chapter 12, verse 24 to 25. He said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. In Greek, there are various words that denote life. Bios life, Zoe life. But here in the above verse that I've just read, the word translated life is psuche, which means the soul, or indicates the seat of your personality and my personality. The soul, beloved, consists of the mind, the will, and emotions. It is a center of our feelings, our desires, our affections, our preferences. Psuche life. The soul. It is a center of our feelings, our desires, our affections, our preferences. I believe that in verse 25, Christ was basically saying that if we love our psuche, what we think, what we feel, what we want, without pursuing what God wants, we will die spiritually. But if we hate our lives, in the sense of turning away from the spirit of the world, you can read about that in 1 Corinthians 2:12, we will experience eternal life here and now. We cannot lead selfish lives and the life of the resurrection at the same time. It is impossible for us to manifest both at once. One must die for the other to live. We must die to the old life to give way to our new life. Write this down. We cannot manifest the power of the resurrection until we die to self. I say that again. We cannot manifest the power of the resurrection until we die to self. When we die to self, another person, who is Christ, begins to live in and through us. Paul would continue to say to us in Galatians 2:20, after saying to us, "I have been crucified with Christ," he goes on to say, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." We have become totally different people because we are dead to the sinful nature. Sin cannot control us because we are no longer in control of ourselves. That's what Paul was meaning when he said, "It is no longer I live, but Christ lives in me." Amen. Living the resurrection life, beloved, is a matter of constantly choosing to deny ourselves. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Luke 9:23. For Jesus to manifest his life through us, we must do his will, not our own. We must continually elect to think Jesus' thoughts rather than our own thoughts. This can be accomplished only through the power of his resurrection and by walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I encourage you to go and read this day again, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 25. Walking in the Spirit. Write this down. We will live to the degree that we are willing to die. We will live to the degree that we are willing to die. The Apostle Paul said to all the Christians, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Read about that in Colossians 3, verse 1 to 3. The emphasis is on living with Christ, reigning with Christ, your life hidden with Christ in God. Write this down. Humility and surrender are the supreme signs that we have died to self. When we die to self, beloveds, all resistance to change and transformation by God disappears. We stop fighting and we surrender to Him. If we are still fighting, it means that the sinful nature is still dominant in us. When we totally surrender, we no longer resist God's will. We become His property. I say that we become His property. We no longer care what people do to us and what a doctor's report says, because we trust fully in God's resurrection power. We are no longer afraid to take leaps of faith or great risk, because we know we have nothing to lose. Always keep this in mind. The more completely you die to self, the more the power of the resurrection will manifest in and through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Secondly, you got to learn how to live by the faith of Christ within you here and now. We cannot operate in faith if we are living in a natural carnal state in which we are dominated by reason, by time, by space. The flesh can't produce faith, beloved, because it is a heavenly substance. You read that in Hebrews 11:1. It is not a natural substance. Christ's faith must dwell in us in order to see the impact of the resurrected life. Hallelujah. I just bless you today. I bless you today. I bless you today. Also, we spoke about receiving your inheritance of the resurrection by faith. You can read that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 to 20. You have an inheritance through the resurrection power as believers. And I want you to open that box and see within the stuff that God has prepared for you. Read the script. Read that script that He has for your life. It is your inheritance. Hallelujah. And finally, know Christ in the power of His resurrection. Philippians 3:10. This is what Paul said. That I may know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death. The word, the Greek word translated to know, is the word ginosko. Ginosko, which means to come to know, to recognize, to perceive. This definition indicates that you can experience, it has to do with an experience, get to know Him experientially. Hallelujah. The phrase that I may know Christ includes having an experience with His resurrection power in every aspect of your life. For example, we must know the power of Christ as dominion, which is territorial power, as anointing, the power to serve, faith, the power to do miracles, rule, the power of God in the realm of authority, perseverance, the power for character transformation, strength, the power for spiritual warfare, prosperity, the power to gain wealth, and so on. We can recognize a person who has had an experience with the power of Christ's resurrection because that person will exhibit a perspective of God in his or her life. So I want to just encourage you with these words, and I want to ask the Lord to touch you this morning and bless you as we continue to empty ourselves of ourselves and take on more of Christ through His word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me pray with you. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for allowing Jesus Christ to die for us, descending into hell, paying the price for our sins. Lord Jesus, you received the wrath of God in our place, and we give you all the honor and glory. Forgive us for living our lives on our own terms and not allowing you to rule in us. From this day forward, each one of us, we surrender to you, and we ask you to rule over us and to live your life through us. You resurrect our lives, our visions, our dreams, our health, our home, our finances. This day I'm healed and free. I receive a creative miracle right now. Lord Jesus, I adore you because the impossible has become possible through your resurrection. I'm now able to exercise dominion and rule over the enemy in the territory you have given me. Thank you for making each one of us a fellow here with you of God's blessing. I acknowledge that the power of the resurrection is available and active through me wherever I go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing is impossible for me, as nothing is impossible for God. I am an extension of the resurrected Christ on earth in order to advance his kingdom. He lives and I live according to his life and faith. Amen. The Lord bless you, beloved. Enjoy the rest of this day. Take care and know if Jesus is with you in the same boat, your boat will never sink. God bless you.